You, bringer of the golden age, who are you, really? Why are you here? What is your life purpose? How will you know when you have discovered your dharma, or life path to happiness? For starters, you are not the body, the mind, or the emotions, since all of those aspects of your body-mind-personality complex are impermanent. You are far more than that. You are, in fact, love itself, appearing as the outward manifestation of your mighty I Am presence, with your face and fingerprints, with your unique virtues and qualities in the mysterious divine drama called life on planet Earth. Why are you here? Each of us is here to connect with the source within us, with the divine presence that animates these bodies, in order to honor and to serve that mighty presence by listening to its guidance as to how to best love and serve the presence in those that are sent to us for love, comfort, and relief. Our human family is quickly moving to a higher octave of light and conscious awareness, which is often accompanied by stress and great change. The new era into which we're moving will come to be known as the new golden age of peace and plenty. It will take each of us becoming more aware to bring forth this glorious era in our lives, relationships, and projects. How do we do this, you might ask? As you allow your heart to open to the continual revelations that it has for you, there are several things that you will come to notice. You will notice that when you stay in the heart space of the quantum field, you feel a sublime, incomparable contentment. Also, as you determine not to harbor inharmonious thoughts and feelings, your vibrational frequency will rise, thus connecting you with your innate divine love, wisdom, and power, which emanate from the threefold flame of the heart. Further, as your physical body becomes less dense and more light-filled and refined, you may be surprised to discover several things. First, some of the more dense foods and beverages that you used to enjoy no longer appeal to you, or perhaps your more refined body no longer tolerates them so easily. You may be surprised to find that you feel more connected to the rest of humanity as a sibling in the vast human family. Paradoxically, you may also have a need for more time alone to meditate, pray, reflect, or to just be without thought or doing of any kind. You might find that you hunger to keep your vibrational frequency high and happy, and that you're more sensitive to noise, to crowds and agitation, preferring to be tranquil and serene rather than to be excited or agitated. Further, you may feel compelled to serve or to help someone each day, and eventually to either join or to create a selfless service project to relieve human suffering in your neighborhood, city, or region. Just reflect for a moment. If each of us would contribute our joint skills to assisting everyone in our neighborhood to be fed, sheltered, healthy, literate, connected to the community, and employed, each neighborhood and community would resurrect itself from dysfunction and isolation to trust, harmony, cohesion, productivity, and contentment. This starts with you setting an intention to get into balance and to stay there. When you set the intention to raise your vibrational frequency and to keep it high, you will notice that your faster vibration entrains or brings along with it a slower vibration, and that people find you yourself to be a comforting presence. That is, as your heart opens, your consciousness expands, and you become more aware and will have a definite positive effect on those around you who are ill, fearful, or depressed. Keep your focus on the joyful, the uplifting, the harmonious. That is how you will automatically extend love and joy in your home, community, and region. Each of us has been given the gift of life in order to provide solace and uplift to those who come to you each day, whether by phone or in person. You can easily do this by listening to their troubled hearts, by giving a hug, providing occasional babysitting, sharing a meal, offering transportation, reading to shut-ins, visiting the sick or handicapped, or praying with those who are lonely, depressed, or isolated. Beloved heart, your unique skills, talents, compassion, and abilities are vitally needed now in these tumultuous times, wherein an exaggerated emphasis on service to self rather than service to others has resulted in alienation and in loss of a strong, cohesive fabric of family and enduring tapestry of community. Thus, your people are awaiting your companionship and leadership in order that you might jointly solve the challenge of restoring trust, health, safety, literacy, and employment to your neighborhood and community. You might begin by making a list of your many, many skills and talents. For example, do you know how to drive, to cook, to read, to teach, to build or construct shelters, to garden, to barter and to trade, to sew, to can or freeze or dry produce, to repair bikes or cars or buildings, to heal, to identify herbs and wild edibles, to sing or dance, to organize people or events, to manage or direct projects, to do surveys and assessments, to comfort those in distress, to counsel or coach, or organize team sports, to assist the dying, to do housekeeping, laundry, and dishes, to paint houses, to feed large numbers of people in emergencies. Next, ask yourself, who needs my help? To whom can I bring joy, love, time, understanding, resources, and assistance? How can I bring them strength, encouragement, and a new vision of possibilities for their lives? As you begin to serve one other person or group, and you do that faithfully and well, your arena of service will expand. Your service opportunities will broaden, and your leadership skills will mature. Eventually, you might decide to share with others what you've learned and train them in the most effective ways to help, lead, guide, and train those in need so that they can recover their health and stamina in order to make their own contributions to life and thus fulfill their own dharma or life purpose. Finally, when embarking upon a service project with a new person or group, ask yourself, is this doable, manageable, trainable, and sustainable? That's doable, manageable, trainable, and sustainable. The key principle in sharing all love and service is not to make people dependent upon you, but to empower them to help themselves and eventually to help others. Teach them to bake bread, not just to take bread. Each of us spends countless years in service to self, that is, self-absorption, until we evolve to the point of longing to serve the Creator through developing more meaningful and purposeful lives through service to others. For love and joy to expand and to deepen within us, they must be freely given away with abandon, without any expectation of reward or even an acknowledgement. Service is its own reward. The reward for doing perfect service with a happy heart is receiving the opportunity to do more service. Service to others is an honor and a privilege, and there is no faster way to develop your skills in intuition, compassion, and leadership than to practice on anyone who will allow you to assist them. Remember, as you grow in love and service, you have many unseen helpers. You can always ask for help as many times as you need to do so. If you already knew the answers to all the questions you'll be asking when you help others, you might find that project without sufficient challenge for your talents and needed areas of growth. If you're completely proficient in an area of work, perhaps it's time to teach or to train others to reach your own level of proficiency. In any event, if you yourself are feeling sad, dejected, disappointed, lost, lonely, or isolated, find one other person who has less of everything than you do and help them until they're restored to health, happiness, or self-reliance. Then look for others to assist. They are your salvation from self-pity, self-righteousness, self-absorption, and imbalance. They are your doorway to gratitude, competence, generosity, and ebullience. The way out of every rut and every problem is to take your mind's focus off of your very small concerns in the big scheme of things, and to create a new, fresh, exciting life of meaning and purpose whereby you rediscover your true nature as an embodiment of love who is greatly wanted and needed by your awaiting people. We wish you every blessing on your new adventures and know that you, yes, you, will once again acquire your natural perkiness, sparkle, and bounce as you share your unique inner beauty and tremendous determination and optimism with all those people and or animals that are fortunate to know and to love you. Some of the priceless lessons you will learn will be to be able to discern the difference between rescuing and service, the difference between giving with no strings and trying to surreptitiously satisfy the ego's endless craving for love, attention, respect, and recognition, and knowing how to create an exit strategy for every service project. A year from now, after you have given hundreds of hours of service at 3 or 4 hours a week, you will be a different person, and you'll have dozens of entertaining stories to tell about all that you've learned about yourself. I love you. God loves you. The angels love you. Now go share your love with as many as you can and discover the secret of a happy, purposeful, meaningful life.